Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
What's up, everybody? Dan Canobio here for On the Road edition of Inside Boxing Live. We're here at Brookfield Place in the heart of New York City for the big fight week ahead. Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz goes down on DAZN this Saturday, June 1st. In this episode, we're going to talk to all the heavy hitters, all the major players in this fight who made it all possible. Mr. Eddie Hearn. We're going to talk to Andy Ruiz, who will be taking on Anthony Joshua, Chris Algieri, and we also caught up at ring card extraordinaire, Mr. Dave Diamante. Is going to be an absolutely action-packed show. A big fight in the heavyweight division, as we saw Deontay Wilder do his thing a few weeks back at the Barclays Center. Now you got Anthony Joshua on center stage. He's got three of the belts, and just in a few weeks, you're going to see Tyson Fury step into the ring for his first fight ever in Las Vegas. So three of the top heavyweights in boxing fighting in a one-month span, but not against each other, because that is boxing politics one-on-one. Hopefully, we get that fight. You'll hear from Eddie Hearn about his line of communication with Shelley Finkel and Team Wilder, as well as Tyson Fury. This one is going to be a huge fight. Talking to Andy Ruiz, you get the feeling that, you know, he's ready for this opportunity. So many people turned it down. We heard about Luis Ortiz turning down the fight. We heard about Adam Konacki. He was in the running as well. A lot of big-time heavyweights didn't want to take the fight for some reason. Andy Ruiz said, you know what? This is my chance for the three belts. This is my chance to become the first Mexican-American heavyweight champion, with something that means a lot to him. So he steps into that ring as a heavy underdog with a lot to gain. But Anthony Joshua, this is obviously all about him. It's his first fight here in New York City. It's the first time he's coming over from the UK, where he had a nice comfortable thing going, you know, selling out Wembley Stadium, 90,000, the biggest star in the UK. But he comes here where he's not relatively known, but he is. People are starting to figure out who Anthony Joshua is. Got the big smile and the great personality. So a lot of storylines here, a lot of things to unfold. Let's get to it first with our first interview with Mr. Eddie Hearn. Our next interview on Inside Boxing Live is brought to you by Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar. Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar, located just a few steps away from Madison Square Garden and Times Square. Go into Jack Doyle's for all your entertainment needs. From happy hours to birthday parties to private events, Jack Doyle's has you covered. Once again, that's Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar, located on 240 West 35th Street. We got the man of the hour, Mr. Eddie Hearn, in his now adopted hometown here of New York City, spending more time here than in the UK lately,
yes,
right?
I am, and being told off for it as well.
By who, exactly?
By the missus, British fans a little bit, you know, but it's all good. We're off to a good start. Obviously, it's a big moment for us on Saturday, being at the Garden, selling out the Garden, Joshua, great undercard as well, and we can't wait.
8,000 Brits expected to make the trip. Will certainly feel like home for Anthony Joshua and you as well.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, you know, we'll have, I think there's about 1,000 tickets left, which will obviously go on fight week. So we'll have the full 20,000 or whatever it is in there. And it's been amazing, the support from the American people as well, because 8,000, 7,000 Brits is amazing, but that still leaves 12,000 who are American. Actually, although I will say, the Garden have sold tickets to more than 50 different countries for this fight. Customers coming from 50 countries worldwide, which is incredible. So Joshua is he's an icon of world boxing, like Canelo, you know, all these guys. So, and it's a world heavyweight title, and you got a guy who I'm looking at over there on that poster in Andy Ruiz, who I like a lot, you know, and I really believe he's going to bring the fire. I think he'll get knocked out, but I wouldn't be surprised if we had to go through a few scary moments, because this guy's fearless and he's going to let his hands go.
What is the best part of promoting a guy like Anthony Joshua?
He's got everything. You know, I mean, he looks $1 million. He's the ultimate athlete. He has a great backstory. He's exciting. He's fast. He punches extremely hard. He's a heavyweight. You know, everybody loves him. Kids love him. Grandmas love him. Housewives love him. Men love him, you know. He just appeals so much to so many different people. But he's got to keep winning. You know, it's all great. And, you know, it's not just about being a great role model, being a great person. It's about being a great heavyweight, and he is. I don't feel that he gets the respect that he deserves after 23 fights. So if you look at the resumes of Fury or Wilder after 23 fights, they're uncomparable. You know, he's beaten Dillian White, he's beaten Klitschko, he's beaten Brazil, he's beaten Takam, he's beaten Parker, he's beaten Povetkin, and he hopefully will beat Ruiz. It's a hell of a run for someone who's only had 22 fights. But people don't care about that. They just want, they want it now.
Now, talking about Andy Ruiz, do you feel like Andy Ruiz is getting his just due?
I mean, a lot of people think he beat Parker, you know. But I just think we're in a situation where we needed a world-ranked heavyweight. We needed someone that was relevant in the US market. Obviously, he's trying to also win, become the first Mexican to win a world heavyweight title. It's a great story. We have a lot of Mexican subscribers with Canelo. And it fitted, and he was up for it, and he didn't want to mess around. He wanted this opportunity, and we want fighters that actually want the opportunity, not to talk about it, to sign for it. And he was the guy who stepped up.
Now, when I asked if I think that he has his just due, is that, you know, Wilder had his explosive knockout. Do you think fans, I know this isn't the, it's kind of short-sighted, but you think fans are looking for Joshua to kind of outdo Wilder's performance? But when you look at it, Brazil and Parker aren't exactly on the same level.
Yeah. No, Brazil and who?
I'm sorry, I meant Ruiz.
What, in what, who you think Ruiz is better?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be hard to outperform Wilder. He knocked him out in the first
round. He doesn't in a minute.
Yeah, maybe. But Wilder was really impressive. You know, we acknowledge that. Do you know what I mean? Wilder's very exciting. Wilder punches very hard, you know. So I think that we've got to win. That's the key. Would we like to look good doing it? Of course.
Now, Joshua wins on Saturday, the first call will be to who?
That call's over. Like, there's people working on this behind the scenes. Shelley and me and Heyman, there's no communication for this. So I'm letting other people do it. But I think that, you know, more importantly,
Josh Kelly making his way into the ring right here.
Yeah, great fight. He's in a great fight.
Great card. It's an absolutely loaded card. We can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great card. You've got, obviously, Katie Taylor going for the Undisputed Championship against WBC world champ Delphine Bissoun. You've got Callum Smith, who's the number one super middleweight in the world, against Hassan and Dam. Great fight. You've got Josh Kelly, who's one of the best young prospects in the sport of boxing, fighting Ray Robinson, who just boxed a draw, got robbed, actually, against the Latvian welterweight, who's top five in the world. You've got Josh Buatsi, one of the best light heavyweights in the world. He's fighting Periban from Mexico as well. Chris Algieri against Tommy Coyle. Unbelievable fight. It's just a packed card. It's going to be a huge night.
Back to Wilder, because that's the question that everyone wants to know about. You say the relationship is kind of over.
I think actually AJ started saying, he said at ESPN today, the best thing to do is AJ and Wilder sit down or talk. Do you know what I mean? And say, cut out the middleman. What do you want? What's the problem here?
You think that would actually happen, though? They meet face-to-face? With Pacquiao and Mayweather, they had that chance encounter at a basketball game.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you? Like, at least you can find out the truth. Do you know what I mean?
Are you surprised that Wilder has kind of changed his tune? You know, before the fight?
Listen, Wilder's being talked into the fact that these other fights are a really good idea and the Joshua fight will get bigger in the future. They may be right, but we don't want to do that. We want it now. But the only thing that matters right now is Saturday night. Because, like you said, Wilder's done his job. Now AJ's got to do his.
Okay. Now, last time we were together, we tried to get you to freestyle. Because that was the thing that was going on at the time. I'm not going to make you to freestyle now.
Good.
But I saw you go on IG Live. You did a Bob Arum impression.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's give you a scenario right here. Bob Arum calls you up, and he's trying to talk about what's the best late-night snack to eat after dinner. Let me hear your best Bob Arum impression.
Well, it depends how you're feeling. You got the cookies, you know. So every now and again, you might go for a little cheeky flapjack. But I tell you, he's a cancer to the sport, and I want him out of the sport.
He's talking about other people. I like Bob Arum a lot.
I actually tried to do an impression of him. I showed him it, and he gave me a 2 out of 10. I was pretty hurt by that.
I'll probably give me a 1.
But. Yeah, okay. Mr. Eddie Hearn here. We're here at Brookfield Place. Big fight this Saturday night in the heavyweight division. Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz.
Don't miss it. Live on the Zone.
Our next interview on Inside Boxing Live is brought to you by Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar. Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar, located just a few steps away from Madison Square Garden and Times Square. Go into Jack Doyle's for all your entertainment needs. From happy hours to birthday parties to private events, Jack Doyle's has you covered. Once again, that's Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar, located on 240 West 35th Street.
The big man has arrived, Mr. Andy Ruiz, here in New York City, getting ready for Biggest fight of your life, would you say so?
The biggest fight of my life, and you know what, we're here to do everything that's possible to win those bouts and become the first Mexican heavyweight champion in the world. I love New York City. It's my first time here, and I will be back.
Wow, first time ever here in New York City.
My first time ever here.
What are your initial thoughts? Does it smells a little bit, a lot of garbage on the streets. I'm a New Yorker, so those are the things that I notice. What are your original thoughts about New York City?
I think the buildings, all the people are really nice. You know, there's a lot of people. It's crowded. And, you know, I just love it. I haven't tasted the pizza. I heard the pizza is amazing here.
What are you waiting for, man?
Wednesday.
So everyone talks about Snickers, but maybe you can get a pizza. You can get a pizza deal.
Yeah, maybe I get a pizza deal in one of these. There's a lot of restaurants right here, especially a lot of pizza, so we're good.
The Snickers is right here. What are you waiting for, Snickers? Get this guy on the payroll. Yeah. But we're talking about maximizing your exposure, maximizing the opportunity. We're just talking to your trainer. Can you believe some of the names that were turning this down? Could you believe that you're a guy that was like, you know what? This is my time. You know, this is my time to take home three belts.
It is my time. You know what? I wasn't greedy with the money or nothing like that. I think the opportunity, that's what counts. Becoming the first Mexican heavyweight champion of the world, that's my dream. And that's what we're gonna accomplish on June 1st.
You seem pretty chill. You seem pretty relaxed. Is that how you always are? I mean, all these bright lights, these cameras everywhere. You're getting pulled in a million different directions, but you feel like this, you know, you're calm, cool, and collected.
You know what? I'm confident. You know, I've been like this my whole life, just chubby guy. Everybody's always underestimating me, but you got to have that confidence and believe in yourself, and anything is possible.
You feel like the everyman can relate to you? The guy on his couch is like, hey, I can do that too.
Yeah, you know what? As long as you believe and you trust in God, everything is possible, man. But you know what? It took a lot of hard work and tears to get to this point.
Now, let's talk about inside the ropes. Just talking with your trainer. Obviously, he's going to have the height advantage, but it's not the first time you fought a big guy. Even your last fight, he was towering over you. I know you're not going to give away your game plan, but I'm sure you're thinking about getting inside, going to the body, and then the head will fall.
Yeah, of course. You know what? Luckily, I have this God gift that God gave me, the speed, the movement that I have. So I think it's going to trouble him a lot. It doesn't matter how tall you are, how buff you are and all that, but as long as I let my hand go and stick to the game plan, what we've been working on, everything's going to come out clean.
Andy Ruiz, extremely confident here for the first time in New York City, looking for a pizza deal in addition to the Snickers deal.
Our next interview on Inside Boxing Live is brought to you by Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar. Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar, located just a few steps away from Madison Square Garden and Times Square. Go into Jack Doyle's for all your entertainment needs. From happy hours to birthday parties to private events, Jack Doyle's has you covered. Once again, that's Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar, located on 240 West 35th Street.
All right, we're here with Chris Algieri. Big fight come Saturday night. Never lost that 140-pound belt. This will be a test for you to get back on track, because I know you want that strap.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is a perfect opportunity. Great show. I'm in fantastic shape. Had a great training camp. Really looking forward to Saturday night.
I mean, being in fantastic shape, that's kind of a given with you. You know, you guys stay healthy. You got your book out there. I want to give a quick plug to the Fighter's Life.
Absolutely. The Fighter's Kitchen, available on Amazon, comes out June the 4th. It's on pre-sale right now. It's 100 recipes, what I've tried and true, what I've been using in my training and my camps for all these years.
Okay, I'll like to take a little revenue check for that plug right there. Let's talk about this.
Exactly.
Let's talk about this fight with Tommy Coyle. He's making his U.S. debut. You fought here numerous times. This is your home city. Do you feel like that's a little bit of an advantage come fight night and fight week as he settles in New York and you'll probably go sleep in your own bed?
You know, at the end of the day, we're all fighting in the same ring, you know, no matter where it is. You know, I fought in China, I fought in Macau, I fought all over. In my kickboxing career, I fought over the world. It is what it is. You go out there and you do your job.
Do you feel like you have an experience edge over him? Talking about the fights that you just had, sharing a ring with Ruslan Provodnikov, sharing a ring with Manny Pacquiao, it doesn't get any bigger than that. Do you feel like come fight night, you will have at least a mental edge when it comes to experience?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a huge step up in class for him to be in there with me. And, you know, it's a perfect time for me and my career. I think this is a great matchup and a great fight. You know, I know Tommy's going to come and bring his all. This is his Rocky moment, so got to be well prepared.
Right, you had your Rocky moment against Ruslan Provodnikov. I was there ringside, one of the biggest upsets at the time. But how do you feel now going into this one? You have a new camp. I mean, not your first time working with Andre Rozier, but now you guys are starting to get a rhythm here. I feel like camp had to just be a full-oiled machine at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is you know, we had to share camps along with Daniel Jacobs, but this has been a full camp for myself, and it really went really well. You know, I know Andre's really happy with the progress, what we've been able to do this camp. Really looking forward to going out there and just showing what we've all the hard work we've done.
Changing things up a little bit, you shared a ring with Manny Pacquiao, like I just touched on. He's got a big fight coming up with Keith Thurman. I know that you do some commentating as well, so you give your opinion on other fights. How do you see that one shaking out?
I actually like that matchup a lot. I don't really like seeing Manny Pacquiao at this age and his size stepping in with a lot of like the bigger welterweights, but I think this is actually a fight that stylistically makes a lot of sense, and I think Pacquiao has a good chance to win.
Going up to the main event on Saturday, Madison Square Garden, Anthony Joshua, one of the biggest names in boxing. Do you feel like he has to go out there and kind of outdo what we saw from Deontay Wilder against Brazil?
No, I don't. I think they're different fighters. I think Wilder and Joshua are, you know, they're both the top of the heavyweight heap, but they're very, very different fighters. You know, and when you match up, when they've fought the same guys, you know, you've had different results. But that's just because of Wilder's massive puncher power and the way that he is. Joshua's much more of a technician. He still finishes guys, but it takes him a little bit longer. So I don't think he has to necessarily outdo the man, and I really don't think that he should try to. I think he should go out there and be himself.
How would you rate the top three heavyweights? People ask me this all the time, and it's so hard because all of them have their flaws, all of them have their strengths, but if you had to go through each one and kind of rate them, how would you do that?
You know, it changes all the time. I always had Joshua ahead, but at this stage, you know, Wilder's creeping up, and really they can swap one and two whenever, at any moment, in my mind even. But, you know, you got to give it to the top four, the Wilder, the Anthony Joshua, the Tyson Fury, and Luis Ortiz. I think he's a super, super dangerous guy and should definitely be in the top names of the heavyweight division.
The thing with him is we don't know exactly how old he is. When we saw him with Wilder, he looked like he could have been his father in there.
Yeah, it might not matter, though. He's that good.
Same with heavyweights. They age very well. You're talking about your age now. You're in this part of your career where you've accomplished so much already, but you want to get that title back. You want to get that strap, and you're ready to do that. Lastly, how do you feel when you head into that ring come Saturday night?
You know, this is my time again. I feel like, you know, all the energy is in the right place. I feel like the universe is coming around like it did back in 2014. So this is just another step in the story.
Right, and you want to come out of this with the title. That's your main goal now in this latter part of your career.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm here. I'm here to be a world champion.
Chris Algieri's got title aspirations once again. He kicks that off this Saturday on the Anthony Joshua undercard.
Our next interview on Inside Boxing Live is brought to you by Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar. Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar, located just a few steps away from Madison Square Garden and Times Square. Go into Jack Doyle's for all your entertainment needs. From happy hours to birthday parties to private events, Jack Doyle's has you covered. Once again, that's Jack Doyle's Restaurant and Bar, located on 240 West 35th Street.
All right, I'm here with the most impeccably dressed man here, Mr. David Diamante, the ring announcer extraordinaire for DAZN and Matchroom Sport. Just interviewed, he had Anthony Joshua in there, biggest fight of his career here in New York City. How do you feel about that?
No, it's great. I mean, I'm really excited to have AJ here in America. I think, you know, what Eddie Hearn, what Matchroom Boxing have been doing, what DAZN's been doing, they're bringing a lot of the excitement of the UK fights here to America. And, of course, the biggest bill would be AJ. So, over there, we packed 90,000 people. We just did his last fight at Wembley in front with Povetkin. We had 90,000 at Wembley. I don't think that we've had kind of fights like that here in America. So if he can bring that excitement here, it's going to be great. And AJ is just a real superstar.
Competitively wise, not maybe the biggest fight of his career. Obviously, Klitschko and other fights. But significantly, it means something because it's here in New York. You're a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker. What does that mean for when the heavyweight, we've seen it with Lennox Lewis, comes over here to the States? What does that mean for heavyweight boxing and boxing as a whole?
Well, it's big, and especially with the performance that Wilder just had against Brazil, he's got the other piece of the pie. I mean, this guy here is a WBA, IBF, WBO, and IBO champ. And, of course, Wilder's a WBC champ, and he just made super quick work of Dominic Brazil. So he's got to look good against Ruiz, but he's got a tough test. Andy Ruiz is a good fighter, man. He's a really good fighter. His only loss is against Joseph Parker, who's a Kiwi, did it down in New Zealand. And that fight was close, man. A lot of people think that Parker won that fight. He would have been the champion of the world undefeated.
I think the casual fan will get caught up in the fact that look what Wilder did. He got rid of Brazil in one round. It took Joshua seven rounds. You know, I think that Joshua has to outperform Wilder. But what I say to that is that Brazil and Ruiz aren't on the same level. I think Andy Ruiz is a much better fighter than Dominic Brazil.
Well, not only that, the fact that if you look at the body styles, I mean, this man here, take a look at this guy. He looks like a statue.
He's chiseled.
He's super tall. He's jacked. You look at Ruiz, he's short. He looks kind of out of shape. Looks like a doughboy, but he's not.
Who'll say it to yourself? I just interviewed him. He said, listen, I'm a fat guy. That's what I am.
But he can fight. I mean, look at Adam Kovnatsky. He looks like that, too. He got a baby face. Yo, he can fight, and we know that. He can fight his ass off. So can Andy Ruiz. The casuals, they're not going to know that. They're probably not going to know Andy Ruiz. They're not going to know how tough this guy is, how fast his hands are, how hard he punches. He's got a ton of heart. That guy, he's got nothing to lose, man.
You love this stuff, don't you? You're a boxing purist. I know you did a lot of work with the Brooklyn Nets, but boxing is what you love, right?
Sick with it, man. Yeah, have been since day one. Yeah. I just love it, man.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about your career. You're all over the world. You follow David Diamante on Instagram. You're a world traveler. You're going all over the world, the globe trotting, the different parts. How would you compare the UK boxing fans to the American boxing fans?
Well, let's just say this. We're here in New York City, and you hear all that? Yeah. They're UK fans that traveled here. I mean, these guys, we do weigh-ins. This is guys in their underwears on a scale, and there's people hanging off the rafters. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's maniacal. The fans are knowledgeable, and they should be. They have some great fighters. That's another thing that I love about this card. You got Joshua Buatsi, the international WBA light heavyweight champion, defending his title. That guy can fight, man. That division is such a deep division. Now, I don't think Buatsi's ready for world level just yet, but, I mean, maybe European level, something like that. The guy is really, really a top talent. I think he could be a huge star in future boxing. Then you got PBK, Josh Pretty Boy Kelly. This guy coming from Sunderland, right outside of Newcastle. He is undefeated. He's unbelievable. He's a former Olympian. The guy is so fast. He's got such ring savvy. Yo, he is a superstar waiting to happen. I'm telling you, man.
Sold. I'm sold.
This guy, you want to see him fight. He uses distance so well. Hand speed. He's very agile, great head movement. He's unbelievable to watch, and trained by Adam Booth, and just a hell of a fighter. And then, of course, Callum Smith. Yeah. I mean, you talk about me traveling the world. Like, I just did his fight in Germany against Nicky Holtzkin. I just did his big fight in Saudi Arabia against George Groves. He got the knockout. He won the Ali Trophy, won the Ring Magazine belt, the WBA, you know, George's title. He had the WBA Super Middleweight Championship of the World, along with the WBC Diamond belt. So that was a major fight happening in Saudi. This is his first time back. He's a tough scouser. He's one of the four fighting Smith brothers, you know. And it's great to have him here, too. So it's not just about AJ, although, of course, we're all here for AJ.
It's such a big card that even a guy like Callum Smith, a talent like him, is not being overlooked. But in any other card, he'd be headlining it.
If this was in the UK, he would sell out the Echo or the M&E. It's called the M&E Arena now in Liverpool. We just did a great fight there. His brother actually fought there. He would sell it out.
Now, what's the craziest experience or the craziest atmosphere you've ever been a part of fight-wise?
Brooklyn.
Oh, Barclays Center would fight?
No, not Barclays. Not Barclays.
Where then?
Just small spots. We did a fight. Oh, man, there's been quite a few. I don't want to do it. We've had it. It's been like a powder keg where you had one camp here, okay. And it just takes one thing to set it off.
So even something like that bigger than a Joshua fight in Wembley?
And the riot police are called. It's like it's I've seen it get insane.
Right.
But, yeah, like doing Wembley is amazing. I mean, Moscow, you know, in the Olympic Stadium in Moscow for Usyk and Gassiev, that was great. This is some great, great fights all over the world.
Hardest name to pronounce in boxing today is?
I don't know. That's kind of like my specialty. But like today, Delphine Persoon, a lot of people say Persoon, but it's actually a Dutch spelling of the word person. So it's Persoon. It's really just about doing your research. You know, I think after the NBA, you know, guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo and
you nailed that one.
You know, these guys, once you do all that, you're pretty good.
How about working alongside Michael Buffer, arguably the greatest ring announcer of all time? Just getting to work with him and just being around him, that's got to be quite an experience.
Well, we've been friends for such a long time, and Michael is an awesome guy. And what people don't know, you know me, he's just coiffed, wow. You know. But, like, he's such a cool guy, and he loves boxing, and he's just a great dude, man. He loves animals. He's a caring guy, and he's a smart guy. Michael is just a really great dude, and I love it. You know, it's for me to get to work beside him is absolutely fun, and it's an honor to be able to, you know, do the cards under him. So, I love Michael. He's amazing.
Right. A lot of these ring announcers, they have their own distinguishable line or their own way of doing things. You like to say the last name twice, something I've seen back in the day on ESPN along those lines. What goes into that?
Well, I mean, back in the day, you had Johnny Addy at Madison Square Garden doing it. who I was able to give the induction speech to the New York State Boxing Hall of Fame, which was a great honor. But, of course, you know, my favorite ring announcer of all time was Ed Darien. And Ed Darien always used to do it. And Mark Biro also.
I mean, Mark Biro, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Old ESPN Friday Night Fight days.
Well, he did the Tuesday Night Fights.
Right.
So he was, you know, with Sean O'Grady and Alberts, man. That was a great.
That's what I went to growing up. Like, I would tag along my dad to Reading, Pennsylvania, and these small shows on ESPN, and I will never forget his voice.
I never missed an episode. I watched all of them. I loved it. But Ed Darien was great. You know, he did most of, like, the Philly and, like, the Atlantic City fights, you know, and he had the carnation of thick glasses, and this young man comes to us all the way from, you know, he was great, man. I loved it, but he always said the name twice, and it's a boxing thing. You know, Bob Shepard also used to do it. You know, Bob Shepard for the Yankees,
yeah.
You know, Jeter.
Number two, Derek Jeter. Number two.
Jeter. Yeah, exactly.
So what about on fight night? Do you have any rituals that you go through to get the voice ready, to get your mindset ready? Because, you know, all eyes are on you when you're in that ring.
Yeah, of course, man. I smoke a really nice cigar. Smoke a good cigar.
You would think
ready.
That would hurt the throat, but I feel like you're a cigar aficionado, so it's not going to affect you.
I smoke a good cigar. I mean, I think a voice coach would probably have a heart attack hearing that. No! But it's what I do. It's what I like. Gets my mind right. It's like my man yoga, you know, man meditation. I smoke a cigar. I compartmentalize. Relax. Then I'm ready to go.
There it is. This Saturday night, you will see David Diamante in the ring doing his thing, one of the best ring announcers in the game today.